Good evening. My name is Oscar, and we are calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed or elected official or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State on Tuesday, November the 5th? Are you definitely voting? You are very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or you're not registered to vote?
I will definitely vote.
You will definitely vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college graduate with bachelor, a postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, and what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
White.
Thank you. And may I have your age?
62.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Osceola County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Generally speaking, they're going in the right direction.
Okay. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for the candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land, and the ballot says, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habit, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County levy an additional 0.25 valorem taxes and issues bond payable and therefrom in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from insurance, and bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal, or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting in favor?
Definitely voting in favor.
Thank you. And now, if you knew that this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor of this proposal.
We can say probably yes or definitely yes.
Definitely yes.
Thank you. Now, as mentioned, this proposal will raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive land and cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following come closest to your opinion? The first one says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive land, about $100 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowners about $57 per year. Or, I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive land, about $40 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowners about $23 per year. Or, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will cost the average Osceola County Honor about $40 per year, or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
The first option, the one to raise $100 million, I would be in favor of.
The one for more. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, controlling road and development, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, improving the economy and creating jobs, or reducing property insurance costs.
Reducing traffic and congestion.
Thank you. Now, do you think Osceola County is growing and developing? We can say too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? You definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably trust them.
Okay, thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To acquire open space in areas of high growth.
I approve. Do you,
we can say somewhat or strongly approve.
Strongly approve.
To improve flood control?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
To protect working farms and ranches?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To provide recreational trails for walking, hiking, jogging, bicycling, and horseback riding?
Strongly approve.
To provide parks and trails?
Strongly approve.
To acquire and manage environmentally significant land?
Strongly approve.
To improve water quality?
Strongly approve.
To protect water resources?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it will make more likely or less likely to support the program. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
It would be more likely for me to approve.
More likely, thank you. We can say somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Next one, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds?
Much more likely to approve.
Next one, there is a Citizens Oversight Committee that guides the County Commission in their decision making.
Somewhat more likely.
Last one, there will be an annual public audit of how the funds are spent.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, it says, nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect the drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County water supply. That makes no difference for you, not at all convincing, not too convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Next one. Outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Next one, $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
Somewhat convincing.
Next one, with land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitat for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
Very convincing.
Next one, Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal will slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for every resident.
Not too convincing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That is not too convincing.
Okay, thank you. Next one. This proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation of an environmental land conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
Somewhat convincing.
Next one, the changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affect our everyday lives. This proposal to conserve our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb flood waters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
Somewhat convincing.
Next one, this proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Next one, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreational programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
Very convincing.
Next one, preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. We have just a couple of questions more on the survey. I appreciate your patience and your collaboration. Thank you. Next
sure.
One, you will now be giving some statements against this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make you no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as road education and public safety. While open space, trails, and parks are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not too convincing.
Next one, this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting waste on their pet project.
Not convincing at all.
Next one, we simply can't trust Osceola County to actually protect these lands. They just allow part of split oak forest, land they say will be protected forever, to be used for a new superhighway, which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling development. Taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this because the county can turn around and allow the land to be used for other purposes.
Not convincing at all.
Next one, Osceola County taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal will increase the county debt by at least $70 million.
Somewhat convincing.
And that's a statement. With inflation, high gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting in favor.
Thank you. Now, please complete the following statement in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is...
I would vote in favor because of the pressure on the county, the fast development, the fast rate of growth of the county.
For the pressure of the county. Okay, thank you. Just taking notes. Now, next one. As you may know, in 1991, Osceola County used state and county funding to permanently protect the split oak forest. Recently, the county approved building a new toll road through a portion of a split oak forest, and the project will give 60 acres of land in a split oak forest to the Central Florida Expressway Authority to build the new toll road. With whom do you agree more? The first one? Supporters who say this project will help alleviate traffic congestion in Osceola County and make up for the loss of part of the split oak forest by conserving additional land in exchange for the land released from a split oak forest. Or opponents who say this project will destroy a native wildlife habitat that has been protected for three decades and calls into question whether the county can be trusted to protect land set aside for conserving in the future.
The first.
Supporters. Okay, thank you.
Right.
Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. That was the end of the survey. I appreciate your help and your collaboration a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.